From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams. Coming up, the Bush administration looks for a new Secretary of Homeland Security. Tom Ridge has said he's stepping down. But today is World AIDS Day, and that's where we'll identify our lead story. According to the Joint United Nations Program on HIV/AIDS, close to 40 million people worldwide are living with HIV. We have several reports in this hour, beginning with a personal story.
I don't ever tell people right away that I'm infected. And then they look at you like, wow, really? I'm like, really? It's like a reality check. It makes people know this can happen to you. It could happen to the postman. It can happen to the president of companies. It can happen to anybody.
That is Carla Bailey, a Los Angeles mother who's been living with HIV for the past 10 years. Carla has raised three children. They were in college when she was diagnosed as HIV positive. She struggled with the disease and the medication used to fight it. Now she has found a new life and is raising three young adopted children. She told us her story.
Life for me was pretty decent. In 1995, I was running a Beverly Hills mortgage bank. I was making serious money and loving my life. But I got a sister. My oldest sister is a healthcare professional. She's one of those kind of people that says, have you had your mammogram this year? When's the last time you had a physical? She started this whole thing in 1992. You know, I think she had her suspicions about my former fiance. I was with him a long time, and I figured, well, whatever his past was, it wasn't my business. But everything about a person you're with is your business. It's your business. Because whatever their yesterdays were, they become your tomorrows. And my tomorrow is, I was diagnosed in 95. I had 12 T cells. 1.1 million copies of virus. So how do you process and deal with this whole thing? Well, I went into depression. I boohooed from the time I got in my car until I got home. Didn't take long. I lost everything. The house, the car, all of it. All of it. We have a tight-knit family. The siblings are all tight. I mean, we're close. So my sister says, well, you're going to move in with me. I'm going to take care of you. She was like, you know, I'm going to do this thing. So I was like, oh, yeah, okay. Like, I was in depression, so I went to stay with her. They put me on medication the day I got my diagnosis. And that day, I did start dying. I was sick. Take that medicine and I could just wait for it to happen. I was going to either upchuck or come out the other end. And some days you'd have it simultaneously. So you better keep the bucket in the bathroom. And it was a horrible life. And then one day this movie came on. And I started watching this movie. And this movie really got to me because I stopped with focusing on me and I started focusing on this film. And I'm like, wow, this dude is going through absolute hell. And it was a Shawshank Redemption. And I watched this man overcome so much mess. And twice it was stated in this movie, get busy living or get busy dying. And I saw me. That's the day I got off the couch. I did have a problem with medication for, seemed like forever. And I went to clinic and I had decided I'm not taking my meds anymore. If I'm going to die, I'm not going to die laying on my couch. So I took the medicine back to the clinic. And two of the ladies in that clinic actually knew my sister. And one got on the phone. You better get over here. Your sister is having a fit. She's just tearing this place up. Anyway, I left. I wasn't home 10 minutes. Phone rang. Male voice on the other side said, Carla, you don't know me. My name is Dr. Wilbur Jordan, and I'm a friend of your sister's. And I promised her I would take care of you. So there'll be a cab in front of your house in exactly 7 minutes. Well, I was in a fighting kind of mood, so it was like, yeah, okay, I'll be there. Okay, I want to talk to you anyway. I wanted to take this out on somebody. I was angry. I get back to the clinic. He comes in the room, and the first thing he does is he gave me a hug, which took all the fight out. And I went into crying. Well, taking 30 pills changed. It went from 30 to 8. 6 months into taking the new medication, I was non-detectable. Because of what I'm dealing with and because I've had to deal with it in such a strange kind of way, I decided to take the rest of my life and raise the 3 kids that I adopted and to make sure that I become so active and so vocal in what happens with us that somebody hears us.
Carla Bailey continues to raise her family in Los Angeles. We'll have more on HIV/AIDS, including a look back at some early reporting on the disease and an update on the fight against it as Day to Day continues.